Good evening, everybody, and welcome to episode 154 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, September 13th, 2012, from Walton-on-the-Naze. I'm Uncle Michael, and I am your host, as I am every Thursday night from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. As usual, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's live show immediately following the program. How's everybody doing? It's been a great week here. We got rain today. We got the weather you wanted wherever you are. Settling in for a great show tonight. Whether you're tuned into Shoutcast.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Or hanging out on StickCam, as I see we've got some viewers tonight. If you're not in the chat room, it doesn't require a StickCam login. You can log in with just about any kind of internet credential you might have. Facebook, Twitter, Google+, you name it. Come on in. Let me know what you want to hear. Maybe I've got it. We can get right into the music after we hear
there is just one
our sponsor.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
The Searchers from 1965 with a Phil Sloan song, you know it.
Sins, they are many, but there's no one perfect in this universe. And though you think I'm weird, don't try and change me, dear. Cause if you want me, you'll take me for what I'm worth.
If you want me, you'll take me for what I'm worth.
Inside my door, there's restlessness within.
Someone special just for me. Somewhere someone special must be. Somewhere someone special just for me. Somewhere someone special must be. Somebody made fun.
Emmett Rhodes from 1970 and Somebody Made For Me. Right now, a little bit of classics. We're going back to the classics with a little Thurston Harris from way, way back when. That is a little Thurston Harris. I'm a thirsty man, and we're going to listen to a little Jeff Beck group right now. You might recognize the voice of the lead singer. He went on to do a few things after he was in this band. This is a song called Let Me Love You.
Let me love you.
1968, that's the Jeff Beck Group featuring, oh yeah, Rod Stewart on the lead vocals. He left that group to do great things as a solo artist. There was a brief period of time when Jeff was looking for a new vocalist, and they tried for a while to go it with Donovan, if you can imagine that. Maybe I'll play something with Donovan and the Jeff Beck Group a little later in the program. Hadn't planned to. I can do that right now. How about some Meters? Called Seahorns Farm. Can you hear that click when I'm trying out a new foot switch in the studio? Here I go, going all meta on the air again. I promised I wouldn't do that, but here I am talking about the foot switch, and now you can hear the phone ringing in the basement. Isn't that charming? We're going to hear a little vinyl right now. You might have picked up on that little hint here. Here, let me show you that. We're going to play a little vinyl right now. It's some Rolling Stones off of the something or other Goat's Head Soup. Oh, boys.
Yeah.
That's a mighty fine duet. Van Morrison guesting with the band, singing with Richard Manuel, the late Richard Manuel, on a song they called 4% Pantomime.
I got a girl,
The Circle in their version of Boney Maroney from 1966. Right now, it's never too early in the evening for a little Neil Diamond.
Free life. Scratch on my head. Tune. Sing it like a black man. Bible. Oh. Oh.
Oh, let me get my act together here. This is that top of the hour, actually just past it. And you know what that means.
WCFL Chicago.
40 years ago this week on the Greater Chicago Area Super CFL Big Ten Music Survey from WCFL, this song, this is strange, from 1967 was number 40 on the charts. That's right. It only went to number 19 in the UK in 1967, didn't chart at all over here. It was re-released in 1972, went all the way to number 2 on the national charts in the United States. Only made it up to number 1, though, in the city of Chicago in November, the first week of November of this year. Here it is on the way up. It's the Moody Blues.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend. Just what you want to be, you'll be in the end. And I'll love you.
Thank you.
I misspoke because I was not here last week, and that was actually last week's 40-40 feature. It was number 40 on the Super CFL Music Survey 40 years ago last week. You want to know what was number 40 on the Super CFL 40 years ago this week? Well, I'm going to tell you. It was actually on its way down the chart. It had been number 25 in Chicago the previous week, had peaked at, what did it peak at? Number 3 in Chicago back in August 19th of 1972, 40 years ago. Here it is. You've probably guessed what it is by now because you're all such music mavens. Yeah, it's Procol Harum.
Conquistador, your stallion stands in need of company. Like some angel's haloed brow, of purity. I see your armor-plated breast has long since lost its sheen, and in your death mask face there are no signs which can be seen. Silver sheet, and in your rusty scabbard now the sand has taken seat, and though your jewel encrusted blade has not been plundered still, the sea has washed the
Yeah, that's Conquistador by Procol Harum. That's a really hard band named Procol Harum. Not Harlem, not Horum, not Hocus Pocus by Focus. None of those things. It's Procol Harum and Conquistador from 1972. Oh, my.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The office of the Police Commissioner of Midland City.
My regards to Broadway.
Well, good morning, Ms. Helfinger.
Oh, good morning, Wing Warrior.
Well, here I am once again to strike terrific terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere.
Listen, while you're just standing around, I'd like you to do something for me.
Certainly.
You'll need a mop and bucket.
Of course. A mop and a bucket?
You'll find both in the commissioner's broom closet.
Miss Helfinger,
you can start out in the hall and work your way into this office. Why do you have your hand up?
Question.
Yes?
Does experience and training and skill count for nothing in this world?
Okay.
Are all of my years in the crime lab, in karate class, in criminal identification lecture...
Winged Warrior.
Not to mention special mugshot school, early morning classes in the history of evil, Spanish 2, Algebra 1, homemaking. Why are you holding up your hand?
Are you going to scrub the floor?
So the mop and the bucket are...
That's right, in the commissioner's broom closet.
Miss Helfinger?
Yes?
I think you stink.
And not much later, with the winged warrior having mopped his way through the corridor, parking meter violations, and the licensing bureau.
Yes, I am.
Commissioner, the Mothers Against Crime Committee is here to see you.
Yes, send them in, please.
Well, this comes a little bit more in down the street.
Go right in, ladies.
Yes, welcome, Mothers Against Crime. Come in, come in.
Well, Commissioner, it is certainly grand of you to receive our little committee. We have come to inform you where we stand.
You're standing in my bucket. That's what you're standing in.
Oh, well, I have never.
Well, you have this time. All right, just hold on to the commissioner there, and I'll pull the thing off. Now, winged warrior, this is the chairman of the Mothers Committee Against Crime. Congratulations, and hold on tight. Winged warrior.
There we go.
Fine, now, where's my bucket? Who's that one, Commissioner?
She is the secretary.
Okay, now listen, secretary, we're going to try and get it off your head, but you've got to cooperate.
Well... the Mothers Against Crime Committee are certainly getting a first-hand look at how Chicken Man can paint up, clean up, and fix up. And another thing, can a Chicken Man sing his way through this new job, singing such great old standbys as Rag Mop and Bucket Down Winsucky? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Discount Center slashes, smashes, and destroys prices this week only. Listen to prove that the name means just what it says. If you hurry, you'll get a brand new 8-track fully automatic tape player. You'll get two speakers. You'll get the famous auto burglar alarm by On Guard. All these completely installed while you wait. You'll get them with a lifetime service policy. Now get this price, $87.50. You'll never beat that. So go now to Stereo Discount Center because this offer won't last. And tapes? Oh, you better believe it. Take your choice for $4.95. 8-track cartridges on Ampex. Music on Capitol. Music on RCA. And all the other top labels. But hurry, this offer won't last. Go now to Stereo Discount Center. They're at 93rd and Cicero at Southwest Highway. Stereo Discount Center. Hurry!
You know, Tim asks a really good question in the StickCam chat room. He wants to know who the narrator was on the Chicken Man episodes, and I don't have that information right in front of me, but if he comes back next week, I promise to have it, because I have that information, just not in front of me. It's an interesting fact that that gentleman that did the intro and outro voiceovers as the narrator passed away, I think, after the first or second season of Chicken Man, and they had to find somebody who could blend in. It wasn't the same guy. The rest of the voices, the male voices, are all done by the fellow that wrote those episodes, a great radio pioneer, a fellow named Dick Orkin, an award-winning ad man out of the city of Chicago. Right now, we're going to launch a brand new feature on Hinky Dinky Time Radio because it's my show and I can do that. Inspired by the fact that I was trapped on an airplane last weekend with nothing but my iPod, and I was listening to an album on the iPod, and it was a reminder that albums are pretty cool, and we don't hear a lot of album tracks on the radio. We probably don't listen to a lot of radio anymore, and the new feature is Uncle Michael plays two album tracks off of a really great album, and tonight we're going to hear two album tracks, not singles, off of Elton John's Tumbleweed Connection. Right now, here's Elton and Come Down in Time.
Quiet silent seconds, I turned off the light switch, and I came down to meet you in the half light the moon left, while a cluster of nightjars sang some songs out of tune. A mantle of bright light shone down from a room. Come down in time, I still hear her say, so clear in my ear, like it was today.
Going down in time was the message she gave. Come down in time and I'll meet you halfway. Well, I don't know if I should have heard her as yet, but a true love like hers is a hard love to get. And I walk most all the way, and I ain't heard her call. And I'm getting to thinking if she's coming at all. See so clear in my ear, like it was today. Come down in time was the message she gave. Come down in time and I'll meet you leave you counting the stars in the
and I
albums were albums, and the Elton John Band was really a band, and man, were they good. Really, really good. And Elton John still held a lot of magic for me. That's off of Tumbleweed Connection. We just heard Where To Now, St. Peter. Ahead of that, we heard Come Down in Time. A couple of great tracks from a great album. Right now, we got a twin spin coming up. This is a little Nino Tempo and April Stevens. was a pair from Nino Tempo and April Stevens. We heard Deep Purple followed by Sister James. Did you know that Nino and April were brother and sister? It's absolutely the truth. We're going to get ready to wrap things up on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I'd like to thank all the people who joined me in the chat room and hung out tonight. Thanks very much. If you're hearing this on the archive, well, thank you, too. Right now, as promised at the top of the show, I dug deep. We're going to hear another one from the Jeff Beck Group, this one featuring Donovan on the lead vocals. This is a favorite of mine. They called it Goo Goo Barabajaggle.
What's his name now? Goo 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 Barabajaggle. What's his name now? Goo 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 Barabajaggle. What's his name now? He very wise in the huddle, Scott Joe now. She came to feed the pig with his wild flower. Goo 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 Barabajaggle. What's his name now? Goo 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 Barabajaggle. What's his name now? Goo 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 Barabajaggle. What's his name now? Goo 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 Barabajaggle. What's his name now? Fine, 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 I said I died. He prepared for her. T-T-T-T to make a fee while incense burned. In love pool eyes float feathers after the struggle. The hopes burst and shot joy all through the mind. Sorrow more distant than a star. Multicolor run down over your body. Then the liquid passing all into all. Love is hot. Truth is molten. Choo 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 the song is singer. While the leaves scoot. Team team tango little baby rag. Sleepless she looked. He filled another cup. Holding her gaze. She took a little cycle. While this song is praised.
This is the 20-minute album side version of Barabajaggle, something I didn't know I had and have never listened to before. We're going to fade that one right out so I can say goodnight to you. If you came in late, you can stick around. It'll only be a few moments before we begin the rebroadcast of tonight's live program. Thanks, everybody. I'll see you right back here next week.
Was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known. giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People need by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?